A major display of the Northern Lights is unforgettable, and if you've ever seen an exploding meteor, you've never forgotten it. But one natural celestial sight tops all of those, a total solar eclipse. Not a lunar eclipse, and certainly not a partial solar eclipse. After the totality in 2017 in places like Wyoming and the Carolinas, millions finally got to see one. This December, for the 11th time, I'll lead such a tour, this time to Patagonia in Chile. This is the only celestial event that makes people weep. Happens every time. You see flames leaping from the edge of the sun. You watch the moon moving in its orbit, like in a sci-fi movie. You see the sun's atmosphere, its corona, displaying intricate filamentary structure, making the sun's awesome magnetic field visible, the largest structure in the solar system. Stars come out. Perhaps you're wondering where the next total solar eclipse can be seen. You probably know you can't just stay at home and wait for the one to come to you. For any given location, they only happen every 360 years on average. Upstate New York had one under clear skies on June 16, 1806, then saw another in cloudless conditions on January 24, 1925. That was the most recent. Beating the odds, our region will again get one on May 1st, 2079. But there's one even sooner. The next totality anywhere after this year's Patagonia event is December 4th, 2021 in the Antarctic. I'll be leading that tour too. There are no solar totalities in 2022. Then we've got April 20th, 2023 in the sea off Australia and Bali. And that brings us to April 8th, 2024, when the moon shadow will sweep across Buffalo, Rochester, Syracuse, and Burlington. You can drive to that one. And now you know the story for the next 4 years. Do it. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.